15th of July, people. 15th of July.
Well, you told us a date, 15th of July, but what's it supposed to be about then, Pam?
Right, it is centenary fete. Wivvy has been registered 100 years, and as I said before, no, I wasn't there. We thought it would be something and to celebrate. And because Wivvy has always been part of the community have supported us, we have supported the community, we decided we'd make it a community event. We are going to go up on the rec on the Sunday afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock, and there are going to be old-fashioned stalls, there's hoopla, there are China Smash, there is Tom Bowlers, there's craft stalls, there's produce stalls being booked in. We've got a nursery booked in, so there's going to be plants. Somebody's running, there's going to be games run. We all have food. We're going to try the public on some camp cooking, some backwards stuff, so sort of thing that we can eat at camp. We have got Razzle Dazzle Ices turning up, which are absolutely yummy. They're gorgeous. You might have met them at Milton Street Fair if you went, but for some people they are real positive because they're lactose free. But don't worry about being lactose free, they're just gorgeous.
So it looks like a packed event then.
Well, we hope so. We've got the swimming pool are involved, the young farmers are joining in, the WI, West Somerset Railway, first responders. So the community groups are coming in. Oh, and of course the other thing that's going to be up there is Alice.
And I think we're going to play music over those 100 years, aren't we, if you've dug out some CDs.
Yes, this is my request. I'm quite sure they'll play some 21st century music for the benefit of the young people, but I feel it's only fair that we have music from the last 100 years. It would be fitting for the proceedings. And we're hoping we'll get some tug of war teams. We've got one tug of war team entered. Now come on, people out there, do you really want the young farmers to win the trophy for the tug of war and not have to pull a rope? Now come on, some of these rugby players ought to be giving them a run for their money.
They'll get a walkover and they'll just win the trophy without even having, well, I suppose they won't have to pull it, will they, if there's only one team?
No, so this is it. Come on, then we've got to get some sports clubs out there. But then again, you don't have to be sports clubs, and it doesn't have to be men. So let's get some people together and have some tug of war teams.